This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, debuted at number one in the U.S. with 867,000 units earned in the first week. Of that sum, 679,000 were in physical album sales. Both figures are the largest registered for any album in a single week since Swift's Reputation debuted with 1.2 million units. That tailors a one-woman music industry. Ariana Grande canceled a scheduled meet and greet in Antwerp, Belgium, telling fans that her panic attacks, depression, and anxiety are at an all-time high. She said, quote, "I feel like the wisest decision would be to not do an MNG today and preserve my energy for the show," unquote. Her latest mental health confession comes after she returned to Manchester, England. Poor thing. Comedian Kevin Hart was involved in a car crash, suffering major back injuries after his Plymouth Barracuda veered off Mulholland Highway and landed in a ditch in Malibu. Hart left the scene to his nearby residence to get medical attention. The roof of Hart's car was completely torn off the vehicle. Two other people had to be rescued from the car. No alcohol was involved, only idiocy. Emilia Clarke and Rose Leslie were robbed blind in India by monkeys. The Game of Thrones co-stars were vacationing in India together when the band of four monkeys entered their hotel room and started taking fruit from a bowl on their coffee table, as well as rustling with papers on their desk. "We hardly put up a fight," Emilia explained. "Yeah, probably best to not monkey around. Sorry." Justin Bieber was in a reflective mood this week. The Biebs had a lot to get off his chest, something like 1,000 words worth of stuff. He admits becoming, quote, "resentful, disrespectful to women, and angry," unquote. Going through a cycle of disappointment, which he admits sometimes drove him to the point, quote, "where you don't even want to live anymore," unquote. Poor BB. Nicki Minaj opened up about an abusive relationship in her past and said it left her afraid to speak for fear of being hit, referencing her current relationship with boyfriend Kenneth Petty, who she plans to wed soon. The rapper added, "So the diff you see in me now is that I feel safe, appreciated, and unconditionally loved." She was previously with Safaree Samuels for 12 years. A new Harvey Weinstein documentary reveals how the ex-movie mogul thought he was untouchable. Ugh. It premiered earlier this year at the Sundance Film Festival, where activist Rose McGowan says he raped her more than 20 years ago. Although McGowan herself does not appear in Untouchable, the movie features nearly a dozen other testimonies from women. Check it out on Hulu. Ellie Goulding is officially off the market. Yeah, you heard right. The light singer married her longtime boyfriend, art dealer Casper Jopling, in North Yorkshire, England. The guests included several members of the royal family, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, James Blunt and wife Sophia Wellesley, as well as Sienna Miller and boyfriend Lucas Werner. Okay, do you want the over or the under? How cool is Pitbull? Yeah. He stayed in Florida to protect his family from Hurricane Dorian and canceled his LA concert. The Miami native released a statement saying, "Due to Hurricane Dorian's fast-changing weather conditions approaching South Florida, tonight's concert has been postponed." Fans will be able to see Pitbull and ride the Tilt-A-Whirl September 12th. Brad Pitt surprised Kanye West in LA's Watts. Apparently, Brad is a fan of Kanye's Sunday service, and this was his second visit to the event. During the service, Kanye jammed out with the choir and the band and was singing and dancing before he gave the sermon. Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner were all there. Yep, and I'm sure there was a production crew, too. The Friends 25th Anniversary Fan Photo Op has drawn a Manhattan neighborhood protest. Friends fans who are looking to celebrate the sitcom's 25th anniversary in style by lounging on a sofa in front of Monica, Rachel, Chandler, and Joey's West Village apartment, don't buy your airline tickets to New York just yet. The neighborhood doesn't want the added traffic. Not Friends! Charlize Theron has ditched the dreadlocks for Cypher's return in Fast and Furious 9. After offing one of the Toretto family's loved ones and parachuting away from her airbase in The Fate of the Furious, Cypher will be back to again face off against Dom and Company in number 9. This time, though, the cyber terrorist has a badass bowl cut. Fast and Furious 9 comes out May 22nd, 2020. Jennifer Lopez wanted marriage advice, so she asked Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg revealed during her talk at the Library of Congress Book Festival that Lopez asked for her secret to a happy marriage. She said, quote, "On the day I was married, my mother-in-law told me the secret was, it helps sometimes to be a little deaf," unquote. Makes sense. What? Fetty Wap was arrested after allegedly assaulting three employees at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Police say the 28-year-old, whose real name is Willie Maxwell, was arrested on three counts of battery. That's after another employee held Fetty down until cops showed up. The rapper is due to appear in a Las Vegas court in October. Hope he can find it with his one good eye. Sorry. The Trash Bin. Mac Miller was supplied deadly fentanyl-laced pills that directly contributed to his death, according to federal prosecutors who filed charges against his alleged dealer. Charges came down against 28-year-old Cameron James Pettit, whom the feds alleged supplied the rapper with counterfeit oxycodone pills that contain fentanyl. He's looking at long jail time.
The news wrap-up.
TikTok follows Snap and Facebook by launching a plan to run ads in other apps. Apple says it's eager to open a retail store in India after struggling to gain market share. Instagram is testing a standalone messaging app called Threads. Smart devices are moving from fitness tracking to monitoring patients with chronic illnesses. Good. Their doctor sure isn't.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It, Chapter 2, scares up the most business at the box office.
The number one album.
Tool's Fear Inoculum enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Unbelievably, it's still Minecraft.
The number one book.
A Better Man by Louise Penny is the number one fiction book in the USA.
When 14-year-old Post Malone was just plain Austin Richard Post, he started getting into producing, rapping, and singing, but he needed a name for his mixtape. So he ran his name through a random rap name generator, and he got Post Malone. At the age of 15, Post taught himself how to play guitar watching YouTube videos. Now, he's one of the biggest music acts in the world, selling millions of records and concert tickets. What does he see for himself in the future? Post says, quote, "The old country singers, they were badass. They were the American badass people. I'm an American badass. At 40 years old, I'm going to be a country singer. That's down the line," unquote. Here's future country badass Post Malone with the song of the week, Circles.
We couldn't turn around till we were upside down.
From his new album, Hollywood's Bleeding, that was Post Malone with the Song of the Week, circles. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.